This is Sarah Swart from Muskegon Community College. Today we're going to talk about StudyMate and learn how to create a text file that we can open up in StudyMate to upload to our Blackboard site. This file will create learning games such as flashcards, crossword puzzles, matching, things like that, that students can use to reinforce their learning. First, we'll click on the import wizard. We already have a notepad file created, so we'll be selecting a text file. These games are the one answer games, so we are going to look in a minute about how to format that file. We're going to use the standard format, not the glossary format, from WebCT or Blackboard. First, we're going to browse to find the file. But before that, I want to open up the file so that you can see what it looks like. This is a notepad file. So I'm going to open it. And the one we're going to do today is named Game. As you can see, the term is on the first line, the definition is on the second line, and then there needs to be two blank lines in between before the next term. If there is less than this, you will get an error and you'll need to come back and fix your notepad file before proceeding. This file is already formatted correctly, and you'll see that in a minute. I'm going to close the file now, and we'll go back to the screen where we are going to import the file. Click on Browse. It automatically went to the last file I was in, so I'm going to choose the game file, and I'm going to create a new file, and I'm going to name it Learning Games. And I'm going to click on the preview button. Oh, I've already named one Learning Games before, so you need to make sure that it is a different name. I'm going to call it Learning Activities. You can name this file anything you want, obviously, but not something you've named it before on the same computer. As you can see now, I got no warnings. Had there been an error, I would have gotten an error in the bottom screen. It would have identified which title was wrong so that I would know where to go back to fix it. If there were multiple titles wrong, it would list them all below. Since there were no warnings, I'm going to click on Finish, and it saved my file. Next, I'm going to go to Settings. If you were doing, since we were doing one answer, I had to click on one answer. And then if I, for some reason, I wanted them displayed in the exact order in the file, I would be able to switch to file order. However, for all of these activities, random is perfectly acceptable. Then I'm going to click on Preview and Publish. When I click on Preview the file, it will open that file and let me preview it. As you can see at the top, it came up with the default of the flashcard, and it gives all the other options that I could review if I wanted to. As you can see in this window, there's also a place to delete an item or edit an item if you had something incorrect. I'm just going to click on OK, and then I'm going to click on Publish. Now I'm using a Publish wizard to get my file to Blackboard. I'm going to have it create all of these, and you'll notice here it said currently 17 items. That's the number of items that are in this particular file. And you'll see down below that a crossword has to have at least 5 items, and matching has to have at least 9. So click on Next. I'm going to publish to Blackboard 6 through 9. We're on Blackboard 8. I'm not going to pick any of these other options down below. I will have an opportunity on the next screen but I need to make sure I get it into Blackboard format. I'm going to click on Next. And then I am going to add a new server so that you can see how to set your Blackboard settings. My computer had already had this done before, but I'm going to, this screen would come up when you click on Add New Server. And the first box tells you to go to the Blackboard login page where you type your name. So I'm going to log out so I can get to that page. This is the page that you see right here that they want you to copy. So I'm copying the URL. I'm going switching back over to StudyMate, and I'm going to paste that URL in that box. Now in the next box, it's asking me to go to the control panel and copy that address. Back to Blackboard. I'm logging in. I'm choosing the course that I want this in. I'm going to put it in my test features course. And I need to go to the control panel. And then it wants me to copy the entire URL into the StudyMate screen. So I copied it, and I'm going to paste it there. And then I'm going to click on Extract. And StudyMate extracted all the data that it needs. And then I am going to, this is a description for the server in StudyMate. So I'm going to type my Blackboard server in there. And if you were doing this on a public machine, you would not want to check the remember username and password, of course. I'm going to click on OK. And then I'm going to click on Next. Now it says My Blackboard Server. Remember, I typed that. I'm going to do a standard upload. If I wanted a SCORM package so it was integrated into the Grade Center, I could do that. However, most of these learning games will give you a button to solve it. So you may not want to have that a gradable item other than maybe you might want a column where they could, you would know that they at least did the activity. So I'm going to choose standard upload. Now it brings me up a drop-down menu of all of my courses. I want to put this in the test features course, and it brings me up all of the areas. I am going to put it in content by week, so I'm going to click on that. I'm going to click on Next. And now it wants the title for displaying in Blackboard, and I'm going to put learning games there. And I'm not going to use a separate title within the StudyMate activity itself. If I wanted to add directions here, I could type directions such as use these games to reinforce your learning. I'm going to click on Next. And you got a message showing that it was successful. So I'm going to click on Finish. And then I can go back to Blackboard. I'm already in that area. So I'm going to click on Test Features, Content by Week. And as usual, it will be the bottom one. So when your student clicks on that, it gives them an option to pick any of these games. By learning the formatting in Notepad, you can format your files and then come to the CTL to upload them. You will see the formatting instructions in the Faculty Spot website under Advanced Design and under Respondus. Respondus is the company that makes StudyMate. And then in the Respondus StudyMate training documents, you will see the format requirements, and you'll also see some screenshots here of those import screens. So I hope you learned something today and will find this useful. If you need additional assistance and you are MCC faculty or adjunct, please contact Sarah Swart at the Center for Teaching and Learning. Have a great day.